You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
He's back, and that's fine. And I'll go toe-to-toe with this guy if he wants. Carlin Queens, you know I love you. The relationship I feel.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
No, you're a floozy.
You're a floozy, and your girlfriend's a floozy.
You are.
All right? She's showing leg. You bring her home. She leaves at 6 in the morning. It's the walk of shame. You are encouraging the walk of shame. She's a floozy. Don't you talk about my wife, you animal. At least I have the
you-know-what
to go out and get a woman. I'm scared. I hate you. Goodbye.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Goodbye.
You said you loved them.
Well, now I don't love them anymore.
On 98.7 ESPN.
That escalated quickly.
That went well. That went really well. I think you were really composed.
Yes.
Well thought out.
Well, I mean, for you to joke about my wife is one thing. I know you and I love you, but I don't know this Carl.
Yeah, but I don't think he was going towards floozy. I think he's going to mention the boots, but
Whatever. I don't. You know what? Who the hell are you to go after my wife, Carl?
It was tough to hear him because you were screaming.
Well, that's right. And I'll do it again.
You promote the walk of shame. She shows you some leg. She's a floozy.
Apparently, I called her a trollop in there at some point too.
I also heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't say I blame you, but that was not where I saw that whole thing going.
Well, I thought that me extending an olive branch and saying, you know, I love you, Carl, would make this, you know.
And you told him you hated him.
I hate him now.
Yeah, well, in less than a minute. I mean, that was like, what, 30 seconds, 45
well, I'm
seconds?
I'm entitled to change my mind.
Wow. I mean, that escalated quickly.
Well, he started with, you know, saying, no, you're an idiot. And then he went after my wife, and I don't like any of it.
Well, the more I hear that, the more I realize why Raymond doesn't give us any nuggets.
Why?
Because Carl called a couple times, gave us some nuggets, and you threw the nuggets right back in his face.
Well, if the nuggets are negative.
Well, I don't know if it's a negative nugget. He had a nice little night. Went to the basketball
game. He's
clearly
overwhelmed by this woman.
Clearly overwhelmed, yeah.
Right? I mean, she's obviously too attractive for him. He can't handle it. He doesn't know what to do with her.
If he only had the weaponized hands like you, he'd be all set.
If he had the weaponized hand, look at the move. Look at the move. You can't even keep up with them. Look at that. I wax on. Look at that.
It's like
I go left to right. I go right to left. Look at that. RJ, you see these hands moving?
I really do.
It's like the, it's like Street Fighter. Who's the guy in Street Fighter, Raymond? That does the quick hand like that.
Oh, the sumo guy.
Foot or a hand?
The thousand hands.
Yes.
E Honda.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at you can see the shaking of the hand.
That thousand hand slap.
Yeah, he's D Honda. Dave Honda.
So the Knicks last night. And again, I don't think you can be angry. I'm more like disappointed and hurt of where we are with the Knicks because Rick, they spent so much time, and they fought, and they scrapped, and you thought to yourself, you know what? They have a real chance to be the two. Maybe worst case scenario, they're the three. It is falling apart before our eyes. I almost at this point now, in only days, don't see how they avoid the play-in.
Well, to set themselves up too. Like, I mean, yeah, for a second there, you kind of got lost in the, you got swept up in the moment, right? Sitting there staring at the two. I think there's a lot of people, I guess I'll include myself, that feels like in the East, it's the Celtics and then kind of everyone else. So now, right, we talked about what can this team be? And, you know, as you're rolling through January stomping on people, I mean, I think the average margin of victory is like 15 points. You're 14-2, staring at the number two seed. You're saying to yourself, whoa, okay, maybe we reevaluate this a little bit. You start looking around the East, point to different things that are wrong with Milwaukee, trying to get used to Doc. Sounds like Dame Lillard's not really overly happy. He's bored. Defensively, they've struggled. But, like, you find different reasons for different teams and ways you could beat them. And to have the ability now with the two seed where I don't have to face the best team in the conference until the finals, well, I mean, that's a pretty attractive place to be. To now, I mean, you went through the next 2 weeks where we'll still be without OG and Julius Randle, and you look at where we're at in the standings, and you're saying to yourself, wow, I mean, there's a real chance you end up in the play-in here.
I think there's a real chance. And I'm almost at the point where a top four seed is something that's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, unless you tread water here over the next six, somehow find a way to go 500, get those guys back, and right. then
But that, know, that start... that's the perfect world, right? Like, in a perfect dream scenario, OG comes back by March 14th and Randle around the same time.
Yeah, and then you get the same players you saw before they got hurt.
So you have to tread water. Right, next six games go like 3-3-ish. Then they both have to come back by mid-March. Then they both have to be close to what they were when they went out, and then you have to start winning games. So there are a lot of hurdles to jump to think that you're going to get to where you want to get to in the next.
Well, I think the other problem, and the other problem being, you only have, I mean, you've played 60 games,
right?
So you only got 22 left.
I mean, realistically, to get to where you'd like to go to, you probably have to go like 14-8.
So the sooner we get them back, the better. But, I mean, this Knicks team now is currently constituted. Can't afford to have Dante DiVincenzo have a poor night shooting.
Ugh. Well, the problem is you need him so terribly.
Right, like, he's your second option.
He is your second option. Here's the thing. I like DiVincenzo, and I actually like him a lot. I think he's athletic. I think he's better than I anticipated. But he on a good team, there's no way he's your second option.
Well, on this team, he's supposed to be your fourth option.
Right.
So he has a night where he goes, 2-12 from three, shoots less than 30% from the field, and then on top of that, you got Bogdanovich doesn't make a freaking shot, and as a team, you're just under 37% shooting. Period. It's tough to win that way against the Golden State team that seems like they figured it out.
Do you? I feel like depressed, but I don't feel angry.
Because no, I feel more depressed. I feel more depressed, like downtrodden.
Right. Because typically, like, when my teams stink, I get angry and I get furious at the team. I can't even be angry at the Knicks right now. They're not doing anything wrong. They're dealing with what they have to deal with.
You know what it feels like? This is probably a terrible analogy, but I kind of get the same feeling when I watch this team. It's because I know they're trying. Like, I'll preface it with that. I know they give you everything that they have, and I know they're trying. It's just they don't have enough. It's like when I was potty training Rocco. I know he wants to go to the bathroom. I know he wants to go in the toilet. He wants to. He's trying to. But there are some times that he just doesn't get it.
So you're comparing the Knicks to an infant.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I know they want to win. I know they're giving me everything they have to win.
You're usually pretty good with the analogy or
it's
the
just not enough.
Comparison. That was not your finest work.
Well, I know he's trying. I know they're trying. But I just don't, right now they just don't have enough.
They don't have enough.
And that's a tough place to be.
They don't have enough, and my concern is they're going to wear their guys that they do have right now down to the nubs, so when we get to April and May, hopefully, that they're going to have anything left.
Well, I mean, you're putting a lot of strain on Josh Hart currently. A lot.
A lot. 47 minutes. And I know what you say, that he's not practicing, but you're still asking him to do a whole heck of a lot.
He played over 47 minutes, actually.
It was like 47 minutes and 12 seconds or something?
47:10.
Right. So, what were the 50 seconds? You're like, you know what? Let's get him out of there. The guy needs a rest.
But he does everything. That's the problem.
He's a good defender. You know the one thing that I find frustrating with him, though? Sometimes when he takes the ball to the rim, he just gets swallowed up.
Well, that's because as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, he's looking to attack, and sometimes it's just like he's going too hard or too fast. It's kind of out of control. But I think I had 18 rebounds last night, 7 assists.
I know.
And the other thing, too, that hurts us right now is Hartenstein's not the same guy right now with what he's dealing with, the Achilles.
He's a shell of himself.
Yeah, he doesn't have the ability to give you what we saw when he was healthy.
This, I mean, this is not Hartenstein, which makes you desperate to get Mitchell Robinson back, too.
Right. It's just the whole front court, man. It's gone.
As a fan, injuries are devastating. But they don't, at least for me, they don't get me as angry as just poor play. If they were healthy and this was happening, I would lose my mind. I'm depressed over it, but I'm not
angry.
Well, I know.
It also felt like you were in the midst of like a real special season.
I know.
And now, listen, maybe they're better for it in the long run when they come back and you got, you know, Julius and OG that are rested for the most important, you know, run of the season, but it's going to be a hell of a freaking run.
You've been dragged through the mud with injuries of your teams, huh?
I mean, you're talking about my only hope to do anything.
Right.
But lasted four freaking plays.
Right. So Aaron Rodgers injured. Now Randall injured.
Well,
Kodai
Senga injured.
Right. Yeah. You're doing something wrong. You're not living a clean life, I think.
I live the cleanest life.
I don't think so.
I'm like a skinless chicken breast.
How do you explain this? RJ.
Yes.
How do you explain him and his teams and the injuries if he's, in fact, living a good, clean, honorable life?
There's something we don't know.
Yeah, it has to be.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Dave calls my wife a floozy, which is nice for she's a slut, to now saying that I am doing something behind the scenes that no one knows about that's like kind of devious.
I don't know whether it's something like years ago that you did that's still haunting you or something currently you're doing, but we need we need a cleansing.
If it helps, I'll do it.
We need a spiritual cleansing for you.
You want me to sacrifice a chicken? What do you want?
I don't know.
I'll choke the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, because that's not a joke you've told 50,000 times before.
Oh, stop. Relax.
Come
up with some
new times.
Joke. You don't tell the same joke over and over again.
All of a sudden, you're Henny Youngman here, huh?
Who would be, if you were wondering, would be last on that list of comedians? It's in alphabetical order.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I won't even do the read anymore. From now on, that whole Garden of Dreams thing, you can do it.
You
help the children. Because
yeah.
You know what? You have to make up for a lot in your past, apparently.
Yeah, hard to figure out that they're in alphabetical order, you wagon.
Well, hard to figure out. You're like, you know what I've done? I've a mind meld here. I found this genius thing. It's alphabetical order. I'm like Nicolas Cage.
And National Treasure. That's what
yeah.
It was. Like Da Vinci's Code.
You know what? Don't ever call him Daddy again. Dan in Jersey. Hi, Dan.
Dave, you read my mind.
It's done.
Oh, because it's hard to read your mind, Dan.
You see that? Guy's an animal.
Wow, you're nasty. Yeah. Nasty.
You shut your mouth, Dan.
I will not shut my mouth, Richard.
No, you will not.
All right, say what you got to say, would you please? Awkward silence in radio is not good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. No, I'm a sports director of a radio station. I know that.
Yeah, he knows that. He's higher ranked than you. It goes Winthrop, Dan, you. All right?
So I think that all these injuries actually started happening after I called Rick Daddy. Started calling him Daddy. Alonzo got hurt. Aaron Rodgers got hurt. There's a correlation here. I really think
this is what I'm willing to do.
That's the curse.
Call me. I want you to call me Un Papa. You don't have to call me Dan
Un
anymore.
Papa?
Un Papa.
That's Raymond.
All right. Call me no. You know
it's enough. Let it
go.
You know
what? Fine. It's enough. Don't call
me
Daddy anymore. Okay.
Thank
that's
you.
It.
Thank you.
It's over.
Give me the ding, Raymond. Give me the ding.
Give him the ding.
No, he doesn't deserve the ding. He made
give
one of the worst,
there
he made one of the worst
the
bets
ding.
In the history of betting. It was worse than John's 58 game parlay.
Yeah, it was bad. I did win some money on blackjack last night.
All right, nobody cares. You got anything sports related, Dan?
So I was thinking about this. I think that OG Anunoby's return is more important than Julius Randle's return. And I know people are going to think I'm crazy because Randle's an all-NBA player. But in terms of the defense, look at the Knicks' defense without OG Anunoby and look at their defense with OG Anunoby. Their defense is such a – like, there's such a level of difference that even when Randle had gone out, they were still rolling those first three games because OG was in the lineup. I think OG's impact is more important than Randle's because what OG can do offensively is important to this team. He adds another shot creator and a scorer, and he might be the best defender in the NBA.
Well, I think both are important.
That's how I feel.
Listen, I think you can make the argument for both players, but I mean, at a certain point, you got to take some of the responsibility off of Jalen Brunson. I mean, OG, yeah, he can create his own shot, but I mean, OG is kind of like he's going to stand in the corner and he's going to shoot threes, which is going to have to be created mostly by Jalen Brunson.
I tell you, and thanks for the call, Dan, I think you desperately need them both. I think to have any chance, if you just bring back Randall and I think there's a better chance that OG comes back and is a better version of himself than Randall, but if you bring back only one, you're not going anywhere. You need both of these guys to ultimately, you saw how good they can be. You saw the potential there. To me, that's why this is so unbelievably frustrating, because you know what lies beneath the surface and you just can't get there now.
Yeah. I mean, again, I mean, that's why you're not really mad. You're more frustrated than anything else. But like the one thing with OG is he got it fixed. Like he'll come back and it's fixed. Like they went in, they cleaned his elbow out. It's fixed. So, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable saying that when he comes back, he's going to be the OG that we saw. I mean, it might take him some time for conditioning and stuff, but the Randall one's the one that makes you worried, because it's probably not fixed. It's just, can we get it to a point where he can play with it? How long does that last?
Let's stay at the Garden, but switch over to the Rangers. Bring in Nicholas in Richmond Hill. Nick, I know you want to talk Rangers, so go ahead. Have at it.
What's up, guys? First time caller here. So I was going to ask, Rick, do you think that if the playoffs started right now, that the Rangers are strong enough to make it all the way?
No.
Who do you think they should try to trade for?
I actually got a text message from a buddy last night that mentioned they've been linked to Vetrano and Henrique in Anaheim, which I actually think would be a good move for them. They got to find someone to play with.
On the first line?
Yeah, with Mika and Kreider. Someone's got to get Mika going. I'm of the opinion that Mika is one of the best two-way forwards in the league.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
But five-on-five, he's going to find a way.
Right. And thanks for the call, Nicholas. Is there any chance that you could say, in a weird way, like this is a positive, that you are where you are and you haven't even had peak Mika this year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of positives to point to. I mean, I'll start with Shesterkin finding his game, which is huge. But I also think the emergence of that fourth line now that has that element of toughness and size, that was one of the things I got concerned about. I mean, and then the other thing is the Panarin stuff in the playoffs. But you know how teams are going to try to play the Adam Foxes of the worlds and the Panarins of the worlds. They're going to be physical. They're going to be, they're going to try to wear you down. And now you got a couple guys that, you start taking liberties with my stars. You think twice about that. You got to do 7-game series. You got to be able to win in a bunch of different ways. And one of those ways is when the game turns, you got a tight, physical, hard-nosed.
Can the Rangers
game.
Play like that, though? Can they grind it out and win games 2-1, 3-2?
Well, they got the goaltending to do it. They've added the toughness. I think they do still need to do a couple things here at the deadline. And I think the team has earned the right for Drury to do something. And I think he will.
You tied for the most points in hockey, or you were coming into the games last night.
Right.
You have to do something big.
Right, you do. But you're also looking at his job is to look at the teams that you're going to compete against and what do I need to get us to that level? Because you're talking about getting to the Stanley Cup final. Florida right now is a real problem. And we've seen how Florida plays and can play. They're a skilled team that's, big, heavy, physical.
Good goaltending.
Good goaltending, dirty. I mean, that's so. You're going to have the ability to get a little scrappy.
Carolina's good. Real good.
Yeah,
Carolina's a problem.
Carolina's always a problem. Just they don't
Toronto
have that.
Was an issue.
Toronto's goaltending's not great, but Toronto's an issue.
The East is no cakewalk. But the one question I feel most confident in saying, can they win the Cup as currently constituted?
No. Islanders was a big win last night.
That's a huge win for the Islanders.
Yeah, that was a good move, putting Nelson up with Barzal and Horvat.
What are they, 6 points out of a playoff spot now?
Yeah, they picked up a point on, I think Tampa lost in, Tampa only picked up a point, so we gained a point.
Right, and you beat Detroit, who's a team that you'd like to try to catch. So, good job by the Islanders. All right, RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Are you ready?
I really am.
Okay, I knew you were going to be great today. Close out the week with a bang. It's stuff you missed.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh- you missed.
Oh, the bleep you missed. No, we're not going to start with Dave.
Death.
The Knicks.
Oh.
Yep. I take your criticism, note it, and we adjust.
Well, I find it to be odd that we would be discussing something and you would then leap into stuff you missed with the same exact thing.
Well, I try to give you a nugget that maybe you missed about that subject.
Well, that would be okay.
Well, that's what I've typically done, though.
No. We don't miss much, though, RJ. We don't miss much.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is we're too good.
You
are. Well, here's what it could be. It's stuff you missed. If it was called, in case you missed it, then I could see you opening it up with the Knicks.
That's true. Well, maybe you missed. Perhaps. I don't know. Maybe I'll get crucified.
No, I don't think so.
OG Anunoby sounds like he's going to be the first one back of the many, many, many injured Knicks. So he's been cleared to dribble, shoot, do a little on-court work. He's the definitely the first of the big three of the front court that they're missing. So
I will say the good part of these injuries, if there's any good part of injuries, is that they're upper body injuries, so you can kind of still maintain some of the cardio stuff that you'd be missing. So that's good.
That is good. Yeah. That is good. But that would be kind of mid-March return, maybe. So we'll see. Nets, Cam Johnson scored season high 29. Just season high 7 threes. Nets all over the Hawks, 124-97. Future Knicks opponent, the Atlanta Hawks. The Hornets are hiring Jeff
Future
Peters.
Knicks opponent.
Coming up.
Ben Simmons did not play.
No, he didn't play. Hornets are hiring Jeff Peterson, formerly of the front office of the Nets, to run their basketball operation. Victor Wembanyama, have yourself a night. Outduels the Thunder. And Chet Holmgren, which I think that decent contender for next big basketball rivalry.
Yama, 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 yama.
Yeah, Wemby and Chet. That's a good one. Wemby goes for 28, 13, 7, and 5. Goes 5 of 7 from 3. Spurs win 132-118. Wemby, first player in NBA history to have at least 25 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 5 blocks, and make 5 threes in a game. That's ever.
It's amazing watching how he moves at that size. Like, did you see the play he made the other day where he, like, I don't know what was yesterday or the night before, whatever he did, where he tried to throw to himself off the backboard?
Yeah. Yes. But you watch him and you don't think to yourself that he's 7'5". Like, he's an actual basketball player.
And how much small, like, guys that are big guys look in comparison to him.
Yeah. That's the thing is in modern hoops these days. I remember Anthony Davis. I remember reading about this with him.
He was a point guard.
Yeah. They grow up and instead of saying, hey, you're the big guy, go down low and we'll shovel it into you. They don't ever, your coaches don't take the ball out of their best player's hands now, even if they happen to be 6'11" or 7'4". And they just...
Well, how enticing is that if someone tells you, hey, get down there so I can shovel it into you?
Sure saw that coming. Shame on me.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
Joel Embiid said he's hopeful to return the season for the Sixers, regardless of where they are in the standings.
Step out a minute. I'm still laughing.
Where they are in the standings is a game behind the Knicks right now. So the... we're going to move on.
Right,
yeah, we're going to try. The Sixers are a game back of the Knicks. They're in fifth place. Knicks are in fourth. Sixers are tied with the Magic. Joel Embiid said he also still plans to play for Team USA in the Olympics coming up this year. Rutgers crushes Michigan 82-52. Caitlin Clark says she's leaving Iowa to no one's surprise as the WNBA draft awaits. She needs 17 points to pass Pistol Pete for the most all-time scoring in Division One.
So she could have returned due to the COVID year? Is that the
reason? Yeah, I think everyone got one more year. Yeah,
okay. She's taking a pay cut.
Yeah, she really is.
So how this works, though, I read this yesterday to add to RJ's story, is that I guess a lot of her, most of her deals aren't included in the Iowa collective.
What does that mean?
Like, so a lot of these schools, like you go, like a Caleb Williams, whoever it is, like the collective will pay you a certain amount of money to go to school there. So once you leave, the collective's not going to pay you because you're not in school anymore.
Right.
Her deals are like national deals that she'll bring with her to the WNBA.
That's nice. That is nice. Brock Nelson scores twice. Islanders and the red hot Red Wings. 6-game winning streak. That's over. 5-3 win for the Isles. Little combine talk. You want to hear from Drake May?
Yes.
Here's his meeting with the Giants. What do you had to say about it?
Yeah, it was good in there. You know, meeting with Coach Dave Ball, big fan of him. You know, offensive mind, one of the best. So just getting there, getting to know those guys. You know, Mr. Shane. So it was good in there.
Ooh, Mr. Shane. How about Jaden Daniels? He met with the Giants as well.
Just how energetic the coaching staff was. That was just going in and getting to know me as a person. They're very excited about that.
Ooh, Mr. Shane. And, Dave, this is just for you. You know who else they met with?
Caleb Williams?
J.J. McCarthy. Oh.
I really loved how, you know, I drew up a play that, you know, I could run against or run in every situation. Third down, fourth down, first and second, all that good stuff. And then, you know, the coaches were kind of changing my verbiage and making it their own. It was really nice to kind of, like, get a feel of, you know, what that offense would be like. And it was actually a lot more simple. So it was good.
I like the sound of him.
That's your guy.
Yep.
That's your guy. You know who's having himself a good combine so far? That'd be Chop Robinson, edge rusher for Penn State.
His given name is not Chop, right?
I think it is.
No.
Middle name Suey.
Chop Suey Robinson. He ran 4.48 as an edge rusher. Not bad.
He jumped almost 41 inches.
Not bad. Vikings said they're planning to release running back Alexander Mattison. Going to save him a little over $3 million.
They just made him the starter last year.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah.
Steelers GM Omar Khan says, Pittsburgh, I can't believe this. This cannot be real. Has full faith in Kenny Pickett.
No.
That's what he said.
No. Well, then why would they be in on Justin Fields?
I'd be in on everybody.
There's no way.
Everybody. Five Yankee pitchers held the Marlins scoreless yesterday. Spring training. That's the good news. Bad news. Six Marlins pitchers held the Yankees scoreless. No one scores. No one wins. 0-0 tie. It's like it never happened.
And you wonder why I don't like spring training baseball.
Kike Hernandez, who's back with the Dodgers, said it was between the Dodgers and the
Yankees.
For him, yeah. He chose the Dodgers. Yep. Astros beat the Mets 2-1. Jose Quintana throws inning and two-thirds for the Mets, gives up both earned runs in the loss. Not good news. We talked about him a few days ago. Mets pitcher Max Kranich has a left hamstring strain. He's going to be, according to Carlos Mendoza, down a while.
Ugh.
He's out of the fifth starter competition.
And they really liked him, too.
Yep. You know what?
At what point do we reach out, maybe, consider Jordan Montgomery for a second?
You don't even have to give up a compensation for Montgomery.
No, money. Nothing.
Money. I mentioned yesterday that Shohei Ohtani got married. You know, stuff we missed, right? You know who else missed it? The Dodgers. They had no idea.
Really?
Dave Roberts said yesterday he had no idea.
It's kind of like his free agency. We had no idea what was going on with it.
Kind of a miscommunication there, no?
And the Phillies are getting rid of the Dollar Dog promotion night. Why, you ask? Well, when they did it last year, a giant food fight broke out.
With the hot dogs?
Food fight.
Yep.
The glizzies?
Yep. And so they're not doing it anymore.
I was watching the Stephen A. Smith show, and he had a question as to, and it was a picture of a hot dog. Would you put mayonnaise on your glizzy?
The answer to that is emphatically no.
Oh, I think it was supposed to be a joke. No,
that's disgusting.
I don't know.
I think
it's
Raymond, am I wrong? Was the person messing with him and he didn't realize it?
I don't know. It just seems gross all
that's
around.
Gross. I'm sure. Who is it? Was it Orlovsky that likes mayonnaise on this? Oh no, Will Levis, right?
Yeah, Will.
He
Levis.
Puts it in his coffee.
And that's the bleep you missed.
That was nice. I knew
that
you were
was
be
really
great
good.
There. Before we go, anybody pass? Anybody? Then any death notices? Anything you want to get into?
Nope.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Email from Scuba Steve says, Dave, I own a hot dog restaurant in Stamford, Connecticut. People get mayonnaise on their hot dogs all the time. A popular combination is actually ketchup, yellow mustard, and mayo. Just wanted to add a couple of bleep bleeps.
That's good on a burger.
Those people are sick.
Yeah, but that's good on a burger. I've never seen anyone put mayonnaise. I've seen people put mayonnaise on French fries.
Mayonnaise on a hot dog sounds awful.
I don't even like ketchup on a hot dog.
No, but you could eat a hot dog that had ketchup.
Oh, of course, but I mean my choice.
I mean, cuddle, marry, trash. You're marrying the mustard. You're cuddling the ketchup, and you're trashing the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah. No two ways about it. Let's go to Arthur and Roselle. Hi, Arthur. You're on 98.7.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
First time caller. I usually get Michael K or Barton Hahn. This is the first time I'm ever talking to you guys. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, we're thrilled to have you.
I like to talk about the Knicks. Almost feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. Been since I'm 65 and been for years. But, like, Tibbs has got to stop playing these guys. Like, he played Josh Hart 47 minutes. He played him 40 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. And then you wonder why, you know, we're going to struggle down the end, man. We got to get somebody back. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, but he plays guys too many minutes. And at the end of the season, you know, unless the reinforcements come back, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I can tell you
what do you guys feel about it.
Listen, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen if the reinforcements don't come back.
You're going to go out very quickly.
Right. So we can cross that bridge when we get to it as far as, you know, Josh Hart and these guys being worn out. But, I mean, you do have, or you will have, OG and Julius coming back rested. So, and Mitch, hopefully.
Hopefully. And you know what the thing is? If you come back and you're fully rested, you know what? You give them a real chance to compete with anybody.
Yeah, right. It's just going to be, I mean, it's just going to be, it feels like it's just going to be a much more difficult road than it was before everyone got hurt.
Right. Because now you're going to be in the play-in.
Probably in the play-in, and then...
And then it could be Boston in round one.
Yeah, or Milwaukee in round one, or, I mean, the way Cleveland's playing, at least you know that you beat, I mean, I think that team's a different team this season. I think the...
They are, but you know what? If I let you choose between... All right, here's a cuddle, marry, trash for you. Ready?
Yep.
Round one opponent, Boston... Milwaukee, Cleveland.
Cleveland, Milwaukee, Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really the only way.
Yeah, that's the only way. It's just, it's a sin that we're sitting there, you know, 14-2 through January, staring at the 2 seed, and it's just ripped right away from you.
Ripped away for no fault of your own.
Right.
Not like you just went out and started playing bad basketball. You have no chance with the team that you have right now.
No, that's why it's going to be so important to make sure you take care of your business when you get a chance to. Like, God forbid we had dropped that game to Detroit.
Which they almost did. I mean, they were. Could you imagine what the feeling would be like today if they lost that game to Detroit?
Oh, it would be...
Yeah. You'd be, yes. Yes, yes. 1-800-919-3776. So, you remember Leah, right?
I do.
She hates RJ. She loves RJ. She, you know, the whole thing. She had the poem the other day.
Sucks to be you, RJ.
So she's back on the line. But can I be honest with you right here?
Yep.
I'm a little scared of her.
I think we're all scared of her.
Okay. Do you want to take Leah, who I love, by the way? I think she's the best of the best.
I think we should, and then I got some. I have some NFL news.
Nuggets?
It's a nugget.
All right. Let's go to Leah in Spring Valley. Hi, Leah.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I must say it feels good to have a bunch of guys scared of me.
Leah, aren't you in school?
No, I'm homesick today. It's the only reason I call in, honestly.
Are you okay?
No, not really, but
What's
it's
wrong?
Fine.
What's the matter?
You're not my doctor.
No, I understand that. I'm not claiming to be your doctor. I'm asking what's bothering you.
I feel like that's information I shouldn't put on American radio.
Okay. Wow. All right. International radio, that can be just launched away. All
yeah,
right.
I feel like that might be a problem. I have a little bit of a late roast for the guy who let out that little challenge. I'd like to accept it, and I have the first shot locked and loaded.
Is this a poetry challenge?
Yes, and I'd like to accept it. It's a little haiku that goes like this. I can do haikus, too. And wait, hold on 1 second.
This is not. You are unwell, Leah. This is not going great.
I have to get my paper.
Focus. You
come
got
on.
This.
Take a breath.
Okay. I can do haikus too, without mentioning a kitchen appliance.
Okay. All right.
That's nice. Thanks, Leah.
All right. Thank you. Not a great salvo, nice. But it's all right. I got that challenge.
I got to tell you, I still don't really understand the haiku.
It's 5-7-5.
It's five.
No, 5-7-5-7-5.
Yeah. I get that, but just
syllables.
So it's just you're solely syllable matching.
Yes, that's why he did refrigerator 5.
You're not my doctor.
I don't love the haiku. She is accurate. I am not her doctor.
All right, NFL Combine news.
What do you got?
Caleb Williams is believed to be the first Combine invitee to decline the medical exams.
Huh.
He also did not sign off on having his medical record shared with any of the 32 teams.
He feels like he's going to be a headache.
Feels like it.
Right?
It could be kind of a pain in the ass.
But here's the issue.
Is he great enough to deal with the pain in
right,
the ass?
Right. Is he worth it?
I'm sure there's going to be one of the teams, probably the Bears, that say yes.
Which means he goes number one. Which means that they are all, like, their entire franchise will rest on the right arm of Caleb Williams.
Why doesn't it? I mean, it's just as easy to not be in a pain in the ass as it is to be a pain in the ass.
I agree with you. It's so weird. See, I actually like defended him with the whole thing when he was crying and. But this is like, why would you be difficult? Why would you make it so that I'm so great that there's nothing you could do? You're going to take me regardless. But even so, why would you want that to be your MO?
I don't know. I don't know why that's how you want to enter the league. You're trying to. I mean, unless he thinks in his mind he's just so good it doesn't matter. But, I mean, you're trying to entice as many teams as possible.
And maybe he is so good it doesn't. But, you know, Tim Duncan was so good it didn't matter. He wasn't a jerk. Like, Akeem Olajuwon was great. He wasn't a jerk. I mean, why do you have to be a jerk about it for?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a different sense of entitlement nowadays, too, with the athlete. But
Trevor Lawrence not a jerk? Like, well, I don't understand. Like, does it give them some kind of they feed off of it? Like, what's the rationale behind being difficult?
Maybe they want to assert they're in the position of power, not you. Like, I'm doing you a favor to play for your team.
I'll tell you what, he might be so great, so you might look past it anyway, but that's some semblance of a red flag for me.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, you're not setting yourself up to kind of get the benefit of the doubt. Right? Like, I mean, you're bringing baggage for no reason.
A lot of baggage. Like, but self-created baggage.
Right. Like, there's no reason. Like, this is not something that you need to, unless you're really trying to hide something. Or you're trying to, like, I mean, unless it's this part of the game where he's pulling the whole, like, oh, yeah, I'd love for the Bears to draft me. It's da-da-da-da-da.
But I'll make this as difficult as humanly possible.
Right. Hopefully I'll turn them off, you know, behind the scenes, turn them off to the point where they don't want to draft me, and then Washington will swoop in and pick me.
Was it Purple Belt Mike that was going back and forth with Leah, or was it somebody else?
It was another guy.
It was another guy.
But apparently Mike has a poem. We have now been named the most poetic show on the radio. PBM, what do you got?
All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Mecole sucks. I hope he gets sued. The Jets stink. The Mets suck. Doesn't change the fact the Rangers won't win a cup. New York sports is simply abysmal. We need the Four Horsemen. Bat signal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, PBM. Nice.
I don't know why a shot at the Rangers was warranted.
Yeah, well, he's taking shots all over
the place. Because he's an Islanders fan. I didn't love it. I didn't love the McColl. There wasn't a great rhyme there. I'll be honest with you. I didn't love it.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's after the poem I threw at you on the Thursday open, it's going to be tough to match that.
Very tough. I mean, I'll be honest. I thought Leah's was a little underwhelming. I thought PBM's also was a little underwhelming.
I'm just happy that we're now, I mean, if you're having a baby, call us.
That's right.
I have a poem.
I want it now. Next week, I want someone to call either the wife who's in labor or the husband who's nursing her in labor to call and tell us what's going on.
Or how about while you're making the baby?
In the OR? In the delivery room?
Or while you're actually making, in the throes of the
passion. No, I don't want them when they're making the baby.
Well, we're already doing one-night stand phone calls the day after.
I know, because that's going to be graphic.
How do you know?
Because I know.
They'll probably just be out of breath a little bit.
How about post potentially making the baby, then they call in? It's like,
post.
You know, like you're like kind of sweaty brow.
Yeah.
We just finished, but I wanted to call the show.
Right, yeah, right before they do some pillow talk.
Yeah.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You've made it to the weekend. You've made it to March. I love March. Baseball season starts. March Madness is here. NFL free agency right around the corner and the combine. So as much as I have disdain for February, I have that adoration for March.
I think it's good, though. It really makes you want March. So you struggle through
February. I love March.
And now you're ready.
March is like a mistress.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little side piece.
Yeah, like a tall, thin mistress. Are you a floozy?
So what are you talking about is having a little floozy on the side.
If March... floozy on the side, eh? if March, in fact, was a mistress, I think you might have to.
What's your favorite month of sports? That's a good question.
Probably September.
September, huh?
When football comes back.
Well, of course, because you're the biggest football fan in the world.
You know what? Don't turn this negative and don't turn this on
me. I'm not turning it negative. I'm just reinforcing that you're the biggest football
fan. No, but you said it in a mockery voice. You're like, as you're the biggest football fan in the world.
Well, we've heard it for like 3 straight days.
Well, you know what? I was verbally attacked.
You were. And then John went through. John went on the rounds yesterday.
Yeah.
TV, he's everywhere.
He's like it was a car wash here at ESPN.
Yeah, right.
He probably called the show. Would you like to have me on to debate whether I'm a bigger football fan than Dave or not?
I wouldn't be surprised if during the Q&A of the movie premiere he brought it up. Who wants to ask me questions about my fandom? Anybody?
Yeah, forget about the movie. How about me? I'm John Winthrop. I love football.
Right. You can see my belly button, right? Look at it.
You can see an outline of everything here.
I actually wanted to be a paleontologist.
You know what? Here's the thing. I never wanted to be a paleontologist. You know what I wanted to be? What I am.
What you are. You live
exactly. I'm doing what I always wanted to do. He wanted to play with the T-Rex. I wanted to play in the mud playing football. That's the difference.
You really, I mean, it is amazing, though. Like, you really have become exactly what you set out.
Exactly.
You know why? Your dream has come true.
Because I am, and I told the kids this the other night at Binghamton. They're like, well, how did you do this?
I'm a hero!
I am so unbelievably stubborn that I refuse to accept anything less than what I, like, demanded.
And you got exactly what you wanted.
Exactly, exactly. I am the Giants. Work with great friends and great guys, and it's a fun show, and yeah, all of it. Fast-moving hands, all of it.
You do have fast-moving hands. Let me ask you a question, though, since you are so stubborn.
Yeah.
Any chance, because I know you sent me the picture, that you could do the reaching out since you are an alum to get me the baseball field or no?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. RJ, can I bring you in for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So he asks me for a favor. Can I get him the name and number of someone at New York Tech?
That's a real favor, yeah.
And well, I said, sure.
Dave had a day there.
And I said, sure. So I sent him name, locale, email. Number, yeah. Assistance number. I don't get a thank you. I don't get appreciate it. This is the first he's even mentioning it, and now he wants me to one up that and
find out if this guy will talk to Rick.
Well, what I'm translating it,
yeah.
He reached out and didn't hear back.
Mm-mm.
Well, no, here's the thing. When I initially reached out to Dave, I thought he would actually do it. Like, he would do the asking. So.
That's not what you asked for.
Well, but that's what I thought. I wasn't clear. It's my fault.
All right, so spell it out here. What are you looking for?
Well, can you do the introduction? Like, you're the alum there. It's like, hey, I got a buddy, Rick, who I work with that, you know, is interested in using the baseball field.
All right, I will do that for you.
Yes.
All right. Let's, and in return, we're going to present you with a gorgeous Plays of the Week.
Are the Plays of the Week.
You week win two, and they're 0-2.
Week win two. You know, Dave starts every week with the Monday. It's the Monday. You're alive. You're doing well.
Yeah, you're not dead. Yep.
You're not dead. Maybe Dave is talking to himself because, as you know, he's dieting again. And he's taking in his, 200 calories a day now, Dave?
No, we're like 1,400.
Okay. Well, we should begin monitoring Dave just to make sure that he's okay day after day, week after week. Anyway, Monday began. Once again, I'm under attack for last week's Thursday open thing.
You're welcome to come down here and try and punish.
Dave tried to punish me and made me yell at him.
And you're going
to
sit there and call me lazy? You? Of all people?
I still feel a way about that. Just telling you.
I can't believe you spoke to me like that.
Yeah, you pushed me there. Again, remember, when I lash out, it's usually because I'm pushed there. Monday night into Tuesday, Dave had his big meeting with the Binghamton students, and he had a visitor on that Zoom, and it ended up being RJ, but RJ was almost found out.
I got to get out of here. This spot's too hot.
The professor was coming for it. Why don't you turn your camera on, RJ?
That guy was all over me.
You could have gotten credit, RJ.
He was all over me.
Would have been awesome. On Tuesday, we had to say farewell to the great Jet Lakin Tomlinson, one of the great moments in training camp history.
Oh, dear! A big left-handed slap from DiPietro to Tomlinson. Oh, Rick just got slapped right across the face. Oh, right across the face. A huge, huge right tortilla from Tomlinson.
You think he'll look back on his Jets career and think the highlight is when this radio host who said he played hockey slapped me with a tortilla?
It very well could be.
We started getting into poetry for some reason on our program on Tuesday.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The Knicks looked like they were playing with the flu.
This poem is poo-poo.
Caller Mike, show how the haiku is done.
Rick, Dave, Ray, RJ. The best radio show ever, Refrigerator.
I find that very funny.
Because of all the Jets going on, Mecole Hardman taking shots, people at the Combine, everybody has something to say. Who is it? Deion Dawkins trashing the Jets. Rick was given the opportunity to take the warp pipe and just transfer to another team. But strong in his convictions, Rick did not leave. He will remain a Jet fan. So
I'm here for good, buddy.
I commend you. Unfortunately, you have to deal with people taking shots at your wife.
First day tongue in
your... Eventually, yeah. It wasn't immediate.
So she's a floozy.
Ugh.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Apparently, Cass's reaction wasn't too bad to this, though. So
why would
she didn't
it
hear it?
Well, she should hear it, and then we should get the actual, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, Carl in Queens keeps giving us updates.
Do you have an update with this woman situation?
I mean, we went to the game last night. She left like a half hour ago.
Oh!
Just love the reaction. Things got a little weird on Thursday.
Bull,
Rick is rubbing
dope.
A banana in my face right
that
now. Mm-hmm. Dave was making threats to Rick Pitino because, again, we're getting back to that conversation about leaving your team, and it's comparable to cheating, I guess.
Listen to me, Pitino! You stay away from my wife!
Rick Pitino is well known for having the hots for Dave's wife.
Could you imagine the trouble Dave would be in if he was doing the play-by-play for St. John's since he can't say Pitino right?
I can say Pitino. I had a moment because he frustrated me.
Pitino.
Let me bring back the singing, lighten the mood.
Time after time.
I love to play the whole thing, but
I will be waiting.
I enjoy that so much. You don't even know. Is Host Sadness coming back?
No.
It will be the most disliked at the station if we do that. So, again, I might go far in this tournament. Who knows?
You actually might go far in this tournament.
You might win the whole thing.
John Winthrop has challenged Dave, and here's him on the K-Show again.
Here's another thing I should have brought up to Dave.
I had a major surgery this fall. Which
he did.
Some of
you
looked fantastic. No, no, here's the thing. It was originally scheduled for a Monday. Had a call back the next day.
He called really out on the surgery. But you...
I'm scared of nobody!
It eventually led to a meltdown.
I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got to give.
It keeps getting worse on Friday, though.
Are you a floozy? I don't downplay him. I upplay me.
Mm-hmm.
You are encouraging the walk of shame.
And one last shot from Leah when it comes to poetry.
You're not my doctor.
Stop asking questions.
Wow, that was great. Raven, you really are elite. You really are. All right, we'll do this again Monday when hopefully we're all with us and alive. And if not, RJ will put it in his stuff you missed. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg.
Get out of my face, Winthrop. I love football more than you.
98.7 ESPN.
Carpe Omnia! All right, I hate you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.